This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
If I were to ask people, what are the main reasons for Tisha B'Av? Why are we commemorating the Churban? What actually happened? Why was the Beit HaMikdash destroyed? Then I think people will know that there is classic reasons given. The Gimel Averis Chamura Sinas Chinam. Where does it come from? It comes from a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma says, if you look in the box in the first handout, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. Email, I'll send you the handout. Says the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes on the base, Migdash Rishon Mipnei Machora. Why was the first base HaMigdash destroyed? Mipnei Shleisha Devarim Shehayuba. Because they violated three of the Averis Chamuras, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. The Gimel Averis Chamuras. Av Migdash Sheni, but the second base HaMigdash, Shehayu Oiskin B'Torah of Mitzvahs, they were involved in Torah and mitzvahs and Gemilas Chasodim. Why was it destroyed? Because there was Sinas Chinam. And the Gemara observes that Sinas Chinam is so bad that it equates to the Gimel Averis Chamuras, Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shfichas Damim. Now, those are the classic reasons. There is, of course, the Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in the Nedarim says that the reason why the first base HaMikdash was destroyed was because ultimately the Gemara concludes she'ein mevarchin b'Torah tchila, but it didn't say berachas haTorah. And of course, the question is, how does that fit in with the Gemara in Yuma, which says that the first base HaMikdash was destroyed because of the Gimel Averis Chamuras? And we've given a shiur on this in the past. I forget, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I forget exactly. But there's a beautiful piece by Rabbi Lef who discusses that particular problem. The focus of the shiur tonight isn't on none of this. It's not on the reasons of the first base HaMikdash, the second base HaMikdash, the Gimel Averis Chamuras for the first base HaMikdash, and Sinas Chinam for the second base HaMikdash, but rather on reasons which are less well known. And these are brought in a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omid Beis, lists many reasons why there was a Churban. And I think this Gemara is not as well known as the other Gemaras, and I thought it's an opportune time to go through this Gemara and to make various observations on it. So if you take a look at paragraph 2, we'll see that many of the reasons given are very relevant and has practical implications for our lives. You know, it's very difficult when we're in Golus, and we're in the 3 weeks, in the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av is approaching. There's a certain heaviness in the air. And we want to try and, you know, do the best we can. We want to try and make it meaningful and to make it relevant to our lives. What can we do? Does Chazal tell us that any generation where the Beit HaMikdash is not rebuilt, it's as if it's been destroyed in their generation? And therefore, we want to try and avoid that, of course. We want to try and do what we can in a practical way to try and make amends. So I think looking at this Gemara and seeing some of the reasons given here will help focus us. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Paragraph 2. Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Yud Tes on the base. Omer Abaye. The first reason given, says Abaya, is there was Chilul Shabbos, and the Gemara carries on and gives, I think, many reasons, 7, 8, 9 reasons. For example, the next reason is, Omer B'Yavo, Lo Chorv Yerushalayim, Elash B'Shvil Shebitlu Kriyashma Shachris V'Arvis. They didn't say Kriyashma in the morning and the evening. Now, before we go in and discuss each one, there's an important and interesting marsha. The Marsha says that we list in this Gemara, like I say, 7 or 8 or 9 reasons why there was a Churban. The question is, are they arguing with each other? Are they mutually exclusive, all the reasons? So the Marsha makes a very interesting diuk. Take a look at paragraph 3. L'chayra, says the Marsha, to kol hani amiroi, all of these amiroim listed, to kol chad omar, l'chor v'Yerushalayim elo bishvil, that the destruction only happened because of X, Y, or Z. For kol chad nokat milchsa achrina, each amora was focusing, was highlighting a specific problem. To pligi adodi, that one amora says A, the next one says B, they're all arguing with each other. Avol midalei ka omar, Rabbi Avo omar, then, but rather, ela omar bavo, mash midalei plig. What does that mean? It means as follows. There's a rule in the Gemara. When the first statement is expressed, Omer Abaya, whatever, and then the next Amora, Omer Rabbi Avo, that teaches us that they're not arguing. If they were arguing, the Gemara would say Omer Abaya, and then Rabbi Avo Omer. The Rabbi Avo says differently. He's arguing. So it's an important klal to know. When you have Abaya Omer, the Rabbi Avo Omer, then he's arguing. But if it's Omer Abaya, and then Omer Rabbi Avo, and Omer X, and Omer Y, and Omer Z, then you know that they're not arguing. And therefore, because our Gemara lists in that particular way, Omer Abaya lo chav Yerushalayim, Omer Rabbi Avo lo chav Yerushalayim, says the Marshal, they're not arguing. Each one is saying that there was this reason, there was also that reason, and they're not arguing with each other. All of the reasons are valid. So let's take a look at the first one. Abaya says, lo chav Yerushalayim, ela b'shvil shechilalu bo es ha-shabbos, because there was chilal Shabbos. Now, he brings a pasuk. What's the pasuk? The pasuk is from Yechezkel. I haven't got this on the sheet. There wasn't space really to put all the pasukim that Gemara brings. But let me read you the pasuk. Kehanim chomosu soirasi. The kehanim have done violence to my Torah. And the pasuk continues. They averted their eyes from my Shabbos. Va'ochel besochom, and I became profaned amongst them. That's the pasuk. Now, the Marashah says an interesting thing. It's going on the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk says, Kehanim chomosu serasi, that it was the Kehanim who have done violence to my Torah, and they profaned my Shabbos. What have the Kehanim got to do with it? What's the relevance of Kehanim here? Surely it's all of Klal Yisrael. So says the Marashah a very interesting thing. This is paragraph 3a on the handout. It's going back, the Chil Shabbos is traced back to the Kohanim. Why? Sheheim Moirei HaTorah, because they are the teachers of Torah. The Pasuk says in Malachi, Sifsei Koyein Yishmur Das, V'Torah Yevak Shemepihu. That's a reference to Kohanim. They have the role of teachers. And therefore, says the Marshal, Ulefisha Esuri Shabbos Ein Yiduin Lahamoin Am, since many of the details of Shabbos are not well known to the general population, the Rambam says, the Rambam gives examples of those areas of Hilchah Shabbos which are less known. It's appropriate, says the Marshal, for a Talmud Chacham who has the din of a Kohen, who has the role of Yishma of Torah Yivak Shemapihu to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. He should teach the general population Hilchah Shabbos. Says the Marshal, but the Kohanim at the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, they averted their eyes, etc. etc. And therefore, by Shabbos was profaned. This idea of teaching Torah, of knowing Hilchah Shabbos, is something which the Mishnah Berurah, in his Hagdomah to Chelek Gimel, he really stresses. He says a very important and powerful point. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the second box, under 3a, this is just a short extract from that Hagdomah of the Mishnah Berurah in Chelek Gimel. Ach, be'eze in yinuch lovo lezu ha-madrega shiyish m'shabbos b'chol protov. How can we do it that we keep Shabbos properly in all its details? Ha'eitzo ha-ye'utzo lozeh, the tried and tested way of doing this is, there's no alternative, there's no shortcuts. One has to learn and know Hilchah Shabbos. The lachzer aleha tomid, and to review it regularly. The person knows what's allowed, what's not allowed. The ilav hochi, listen to this, amazing comment. Because if it's not for that, a person can learn all the musa works about the importance of Hilchah Shabbos. Hamazar is in the Shemir Shabbos, which encourage a person to keep Shabbos. Karayu, velo yoyalai, won't help. If you learn all the various farms saying how important Hilchah Shabbos is and how precious and beautiful Hilchah Shabbos is, very fine, but it's not going to help you. Because Hilchah Shabbos means I need to know, is this Boire, is this not Boire? Can this be done on Shabbos? Can this not be done on Shabbos? The only way, says the Chofetz Chaim, Mishnah Berurah, is to learn Hilchah Shabbos. And therefore, the first cause, like I say, the lesser known cause of Churban, of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, is is the not keeping Shabbos properly. And therefore, perhaps one focus for our attention, one area of Avodah to try and rectify that, is to try and bolster our own learning and keeping of Shabbos by reviewing things and setting up programs to learn Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, and perhaps it is incumbent, as the Marsha says, on the Kohanim, the teachers of Torah, and maybe they should set up chaburas, that the Balabatim should ask their Rabbonim in their communities to set up Hilchos Shabbos programs. Anyway, that's the first reason given by Abaya. The next reason is Omer Be'avo. Says the Gemara, continues the Gemara in paragraph 3b now. Omer Be'avo, Lo Charv Yerushalayim, Ela B'shvil She'bitlu Kriyashma Shachris Va'adis. They didn't say Kriyashma in the morning and the evening. Why not? The Rashi says, Lo Somu Lev Li'achid Shmoy Al B'yosot. They were too busy pursuing physical pleasures to pay attention to the obligation to proclaim the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's an interesting thing. Not saying Krishma, it's not a chiv on women to say Krishma in the right time. But I know teaching Baruch Hashem, having this course to teach high school boys on the threshold of going off to yeshiva, it's a challenge for them. And I would, you tell the boys, listen, Shabbos morning, Sosman, Krishma, even the later time, the Vilna Gaon, the grass time, and the Balatani's time, let's say, I'm not sure exactly what time it is at the moment, say 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock in the morning. You tell a boy, you cannot just wake up at 9:15 on a Shabbos morning because you've missed a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. A mitzvah saseh min haTorah. That's a powerful thing. I mean, no one would dream of just not hearing shofar one year. No one would dream of not sitting in a sukkah. No one would dream of not shaking arba minim. But to sleep through and not get up until who knows what time on Shabbos morning and just in mevatel mitzvah saseh min haTorah. And amazingly, the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Lo charav Yerushalayim ela b'shvil she'bitlu Krishma shachris va'arvis." So, being aware of that, especially as we approach the holiday time, it needs focus. And as ever, the key is to go to bed on time. You go to bed on time, and you get up on time, and Krishma is a reality. Let me tell you what the Maharal says. Interesting, kashabidlu. This is the bottom box. Kashabidlu bo Krishma shachris va'arvis bohu b'teilim legamri min haTorah. Listen to this. V'zel bitl Torah legamre. Not saying Krishma in the morning, the evening, is not just the omitting, missing a mitzvah saseh in the Torah of saying Krishma twice a day, but it's also bitl Torah. How so? The ilu hayukayim Krishma shachris va'arvis. Had they said Krishma in the morning, the evening, hayalohim Torah, that would have counted as Talmud Torah as well. Shekriyishma Torah, shekachomer, because the Gemara says Menachas Sadi Tesamud Beis. The Gemara says Afilu leosok b'Torah. Even if a person was busy and he didn't have time to learn the whole day, Rak koyokur Kriyishma Shachris v'Arvis, then minimally Mekayim v'Gisa b'Yom v'Laila. He has kept the pasuk v'Gisa b'Yom v'Laila. Minimally, that is the key of Limud Torah. But mipnei shelekor Kriyishma Shachris v'Arvis. And therefore, it's not only the not saying Krishma, but it's also the not learning Torah, not even the minimal obligation fulfilled by saying Krishma. So that's the second reason given. Let's move on. The third reason given is Omer of Hamnuna, the top of the next page, paragraph 3c. Omer of Hamnuna lecharva Yerushalayim. And a bishvil shebitlu botinoika shel beis rabba, because they averted the children from learning Torah. The children weren't learning Torah properly. The pasuk says, this is the pasuk brought in the Gemara, shefeich al eilol bachutz, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, pure pours his anger on the eilol bachutz, on the little children in the street. Now says the Marsha, what do you mean the children in the street? Why are they in the street? Says the Marshal, the deal is to ikelimud mebayis lebachutz, because they should have been inside. They should have been in the Beis Hamedrash. K'moshe kosev lekamen ain oilem miskayim and a behevel shetinokish lebeis rabbanan. The Gemara says further on this page that the Torah is only, the world is only sustained through the breath of Torah that children breathe. V'zeh shekosev shfeich chamos Hashem b'shul shehoila bachutz lebeis rabbanan. And who is the fault? The fault is not with the kids. Says the Marsha, shall viem the imam, their fathers and mothers yilkadu, but oven zeh, they're caught up in this avera, They should have somehow ensured that the children should be inside learning and not unnecessarily cancelling their learning. And really the focus, I guess, the relevance to us is children's education a priority? Is it of paramount importance? Where are our energies, our funds, our resources going? There is nothing more important than the chinuch of our children. That is really the future of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the third reason given in the hearing the Gemara Shabbos Kufit Tes, why there was a churban, is because of a lack of focus on that critical priority. Okay, next one. Omer Ula. L'chor v'Yerushalayim, el m'pnei she'lo hayo lohem boishes ponim zem zeh. They didn't have shame. They didn't have this middah of shame. Now, what is this middah of shame? Says the Marsha, Habusha hi hayira. That is a reference to Yira. Now, very interesting. This perhaps can be best explained by the Gemara in Brachas of Kafchesim Abbas, one of them Gemara. The Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very ill, his Talmidim gathered around him and they wanted a bracha before he would take leave of this world. And the bracha Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave the Talmidim was, Yiratzain. May it be the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your Yira Shemayim, the fear that you have for Shemayim, should be as the same as Kumayre Bosav Adam, the Yira for human beings. So the Talmidim was surprised. Really? Our fear of heaven should be as much as the fear of human beings? They said, Ad Kan, is that all? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded and said, Halavai, if only that were the case. And what does that mean? Let's think about that. Many times, we refrain from doing something that we wouldn't be proud of afterwards. Why? Not because of Yir Shemayim, but because other people are spotting us, that we're visible, that other people can see us. We wouldn't want to eat something which is not 100% kosher if another person was there, watching over our shoulder. So we are more scared sometimes of human beings than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was saying. It's a straightforward phenomenon, unfortunately. And therefore, when a person hasn't got even the busha, the shame in front of Boss of Adam, then that natural impediment for us to hold off from doing our veras is not there. So therefore, there's a slippery slope. And if we lack the shame to do our veras in front of other human beings, then the floodgates open to who knows what. That is the fourth reason given. Let's move on. The Gemara continues, Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, fifth reason. Lo chor v'Yerushalayim, ela b'shvil shehushvu kotzen v'godl. There was a sort of, the Klal Yisrael at the time, they equated the honor given, the respect given for adults, for elders, and for youngsters. Says Rashi, says the Marsha, shenevi la'aretz chisrenes v'rekes b'meri ha'tayra. That it refers not just to elders, but also to great Talmidei Chachamim, to the Zakenim. And a society which doesn't revere the great people, the Talmidei Chachamim, then there is a lack of even the Talmidei Chachamim, and therefore there'll be a lack of greatness in Torah. It's covered given to Talmidei Chachamim and to Zakenim, which really encourages and inspires others to raise their own standards, to inspire youngsters to try and become great in Torah. And in fact, in two more, the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda lechor v'Yerushalayim ele b'shvil shebizu bo Talmidei Chachamim. It's the same idea. That was an eighth reason. And if a person that doesn't have respect for Talmidei Chachamim, that is a fault in society itself, and it's a very slippery slope. It's interesting, in the 20th century, when Torah was being rebuilt in America, the avodah was really to try and instill kavod haTorah amongst the masses. And perhaps the person who was very famous for that was Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner was, he insisted on Kavod HaTorah, not for his own Kavod, but to try and engender an appreciation of this important middah of respecting Talmidei Chachamim and giving honor to Torah. The famous story is that Rav Hutner, again, not for his own Kavod, but he insisted that when people took leave of him, they would walk out backwards. They shouldn't just turn their back on him and just walk out of the room. And therefore, they would walk out backwards. The story goes that one time, a person was taking leave of Rav Hutner, and he backed off, and it was quite intimidating. I know Rav Hartman, who Baruch Hashem, I see every day in the Beis Medrash, and he tells lots of stories of Rav Hutner. He had the zechus of knowing him very well, and he told me that every time he would knock on Rufutna's door, he lived in Bechavrusa, I think every couple of weeks for a few years. And every time he knocked on his door, his hands were shaking because he had this pachat for Rufutna, but at the same time, he had this tremendous love for him. But you took leave, you would back out. You wouldn't just turn around. So one time, a young man was there, and he backed out, and he opened the door, closed it, and he realized he'd actually just backed out into a cupboard, not out of the door. And he obviously meekly opened the door again, nodded to Rufutna, and went out of the door, backing out, I guess, of course. But that is the idea. The respect for Talmidei Chachamim, respect for Zakenim, and not just equalizing Katanim and Gedolim is something for us to focus on, because those are two of the reasons that perhaps there was a Churban, says the Gemara there in Shabbos. Another reason, continues the Gemara in paragraph 3f, Amar Bichanina, L'chor v'Yerushalayim ela b'shvil shelo hechichu zeh zeh. They didn't give rebuke to one another. Says the Marsha, because the leaders, everyone, you scratch my back, I scratch your back. Says the Marsha, Soreha heim heim hamechichim. They're the people who give rebuke. Avol zeh lezeh lo hechichu, but they didn't rebuke each other. V'chashinon legoimlin. They were worried that they would do each other favors. The dima oisom la'ayolim, because the pasuk compares them to deer. Shereisha shazer b'saznova shazer, because when they walk in a single file, the nose of the one behind is in the tail of the one in front. Moshul she'ein mashkiach b'chol ma'isa chaveira mireisha v'at seifo. But I'm not interested. I'm not going to look at what the other person does. I'm not going to rebuke him and encourage him to do better. The at seifo rakas nova b'seifo b'kasas, etc. I'll give you an illustration. Yesterday in the Beis Medrash, I'm putting on my tefillin, and after I've put on my tefillin, the beginning of Shacharis, I notice a very good boy, goes over, he comes to his seat, and there was someone sitting in his seat. This is his Mokum Kavua, he's been there the whole year, and he tells the boy to move over. He didn't sit easily with me. So he's a good boy, he's in my share. After later, quietly, I went over to him. I said, tell me, why did you ask that boy to move? So the boy said to me, because it was his seat, that's his Mokum Kavua. And he said he came across the Gemara recently, which says that a person should be very makbid on his Mokum Kavua. So I said to him, you're right, the Gemara does say that. But also the Halacha says that anywhere within Dalet Amos of that place is considered Mokum Kavua. So if you would have sat in the seat next to him, that still would have been considered your Mokum Kavua. And more than that, to take someone and to ask him to move is not the right thing to do. It's not the right thing to do. You can sit nearby, that's considered Mokum Kavua still. It's not appropriate. He told me this morning, this happened yesterday, he told me this morning, he said, I thought about it, Rebbe, you're right, and I went over to that boy and I apologized. Now that is a fine young man who is able to take Teichacha and to learn from it. But the point is this, if I wouldn't have said anything to him, A, he wouldn't have learned the halacha, the Mokum Kavua is within Dalet Amos. B, it would happen again. This way, he would think twice at least before he does that again. But giving Teichacha done properly and from a place of caring and not just being angry is very important. If a person doesn't want to give reproof, then again, it's a slippery slope because averas will be committed and no one is really redressing the problem. The last one, the last of the reasons, again, the lesser known reasons for Tisha B'Av, for the Churban, is again in Shabbos Kufi Tes on the base, is Omer Rav Lechor Yerushalayim El Bishvil Sheposku Mimeno Anshei Amona, because people of honesty and integrity disappeared. Quite an indictment on Klal Yisrael at the time. Now let's refer to an amazing comment of the Marshal on a Gemara in Ksubas Samech Vav. Let's take a look. It's the final box in the sheet. Says the Gemara in Ksuba Samech Vav on the base. Let's go through this terrible story. Ton Rabon, Maisa de Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai. It's featured a few times tonight. Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, there was once an incident. Shehaya Reichiv al Achamar, he was riding on a donkey. For he Yotzim Yerushalayim, he was leaving Yerushalayim. He was one of the famous leaders of the Jewish people at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni. For he Talmidov Mahal Chinachrov, and the students were walking after him. Ra'a Riba Achas, and they saw a young lady. Shehaya Malaketes Sa'orim, if you excuse me, a terrible thing, that this lady was so desperately hungry that she was trying to find salvage food everywhere, and she found food by taking kernels of grain from the waste, from the dung of the animals of the Arabs. Given she also so, and then she suddenly saw Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, this at for Basara of Amdalfan, she straightened her head covering and she went to him and said, Omr Lai, Rebbe, Parnaseini, please give me Parnasa, give me something to eat. Omr Lai, Biti Miat, he said to her, who are you? My daughter, who are you? Omr Lai, Bas Nakdimon Ben Gurion Ani, I'm the daughter of Nakdimon Ben Gurion. Nakdimon Ben Gurion, the Gemara says in Gittin, one of the Gemaras you learn in Tisha B'Av after the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the Gemara says he was one of the three men who was so wealthy that he could have sustained, the three of them could have sustained Jerusalem, I think, for 21 years. And he was a fabulously wealthy man. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, Biti, Momet Shel Beis Avicha, Heichad Halach, what happened to the money of your father's house? Omer Lo, so she said, Rebbe, Lo Kedin, Mesolim, Mesolim, Yerushalayim, Melech, Momen Chose, that if you don't put salt on something, it will, Chesed, according to one Mishnah, then it will disappear. So he didn't preserve it enough by giving enough. So Shabbos Chamich Heichan Hoya, what about your father-in-law's money? Where did that go? Amr Lai, Bozer Ve'ibadezer. The whole lot's gone. I've got nothing left. Amr Lai, so she said to him, Rebbe, Zechor Atok HaShechassamto HaKesubasi. Do you remember, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when you signed the Mike Suba? Amr Lai, Hem Latamid, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, oh boy, do I remember. Zechor Ani, HaShechassamto HaKesubasi Shazu. When I signed on her Ksuba, there were tens of thousands of gold coins. She was a fabulously wealthy lady. And now she's degrading herself to collect grain from the dung of the animals of the Arabs. Cried, when you're doing the Ros Hashem, no nation can touch us. We passed over to a nation, a lowly nation, but not just to them, but to the animals of this nation. The Nakdim ben Gurion, the Elvis Saka, so says the Gemara, hang on a second. Nakdim ben Gurion didn't do Saka. For Tanya, Amul Nakdim ben Gurion, when he would leave his house and go to the Beis HaMedrash, they would put out sheets of silk. He would walk on silk sheets. And they would leave them there for the Aniyim to take them. And that's how he sustained and gave the Aniyim. So he gave out, you know, tremendous amounts of wealth. Every time he walked, there were just sheets of silk everywhere. So he was a very generous man. So what does it mean he didn't give enough? Says the Gemara in one answer, L'chvoydei hu da'ovat. He did it for his own honor. According to the second answer, K'dibboylein mevid lo'av. He didn't do it according to as much as he could have done. It's all proportional. If you've got fabulous wealth, you've got to give fabulously. So those are two reasons. The first reason is the Chavod HaOvad. Says the Marsha, this is the last paragraph of this box. Says the Marsha, I don't understand this last answer, because surely we say, Mitoich Shalei Lishma Bolishma. So he didn't give for the best of reasons. He didn't give it L'Shem Shammai. He gave it Shalei Lishma. But surely we say, when it comes to Tzedakah, that a person gives money, Al Menashe Michya Bani, then it's Harizeh Sadiq Gomor, that's fantastic. So why criticize him? What's the problem he didn't do Lishma? A, Metoch Shalom Lishma Bo Lishma. If you do it for the wrong reasons, eventually you'll come for the right reasons. And second of all, Dafka Stocker is chosen as an example that even if you don't do it for the right reasons, that's an exception to the rule. So the Marsha answers, the Marsha says that maybe COVID is different because it's Gorat Fei. Okay, say that it's worse. Doing something for COVID is worse than just for some doing it for the wrong reasons. But the reason why I brought this is because of this last line. Listen to this. This is the famous paragraph of the Mashal. The Rabbim B'der Hazer, says the Mashal, writing about his own generation many centuries ago. Shemekaptin Osha Shelohem Shelo Be'emuna. They accumulate wealth, says the Mashal, about his own times. Or Bechil Hashem, they accumulate wealth dishonestly. And involving a chil Hashem, gzeilas over kechodim, stealing from non-Jewish people, that's not allowed. V'achakach misnadvin me'osamom, and then they give of that wealth, liyos lohem kovod, that they should get honor, b'chol shonan every year, v'losis lohem birchas mishaberich, that the rav should stand up in shul and give them a tremendous mishaberich, liyos lohem shame v'tiferes, that they should get honor and kovod, v'ein ze'el a mitzvah ba'avera, that is considered the mitzvah ba'avera, The Ein La Isha has a melach, this wealth has no salt, it will not endure, etc., etc. So I think the last reason, again, like the other reasons as well, they have a relevance to us, that the charge is to try and live an honest life, to do things, to give stock according to our ability, and to do so, to live a life of honesty and integrity, and to overcome this accusation of Bishvil Shaposku Meimenu Anshei Amona, that they desisted from Klal Yisrael, honest men with integrity. So there we have several interesting reasons that, like I say, are perhaps less known than the main reasons. The main reasons, of course, for the Churban by Esrishim is because of the Gimla Veres Chamuras, Avir Zorah Gila Ras and Shvich Astomim, and according to the Gemara in the Dar, Mishra Berchus Torah Batchila, they didn't say Berchus HaTorah properly, but according to the Gemara in Yuma, the second base of English was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. But aside from those reasons, the Gemara in Shabbos, and Kufiyot Tesum the base, gives many other reasons as to why there was a Churban. Like we said, Shabbos, Shema, Shabitlu, Tinoika Shabbos Rabbon, Boishas Ponim Zem is there, respect for elders, respect for Talmidei Chachamim, not giving Techocha properly, and Poskul Mimenu Anshei Amona. So these are some of the things which perhaps can be focuses for us to try and, amidst Hashem, improve our own ways, that amidst Hashem we should be Zocha through this to the Geula Shleima B'mheir of Yomeinu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.